Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining my talk. My name is Christian Krivic. I'm an engineer at CoreLite, where I'm part of the open source team and work full time on the Zeek network monitor. Let's get started and let me share my screen. So today I'm going to be talking about Community ID, which is a standardized approach for flow hashing across your network security monitoring toolchain. Let me spend a couple of minutes motivating the problem. So if you've ever used Suricata, you might be familiar with the kinds of logs it produces. And here on the left-hand side, we have a snippet of its Eve log that captures an alert that it flagged. And on the right-hand side, we have a bit of HTTP logging that it is also capable of producing. And if you want to later on correlate some of the activity in those logs, it's really easy because Suricata flags every flow that it encounters with a unique flow identifier. In Suricata's case, it looks numeric, and you can see in those two snippets that the identifier is the same, so you know it's referring to the same kind of flow. So that makes correlation really easy, and that is cool. If you move on to Zeek, which you might know from its logs, on the left-hand side here, we have a connection log, and on the right-hand side, we have an HTTP log, then the same holds. Zeek also puts a unique identifier for every connection, for every flow it encounters in the traffic into its logs, making correlation really simple. So here the actual identifier looks a little differently because Zeek computes it differently, but the usability is the same. You can easily correlate across those flows, and that is also cool. Now, if you start working with both of those systems, and if you're a practitioner, you might know that that is a very common setting, then you'll notice that you have a problem because those identifiers are computed differently, and so they no longer match. And so as a workaround, you would basically have to identify in each of those logs how exactly a flow tuple is expressed, including all of the various little idiosyncrasies, and then basically abstract from that and come up with your own way for implementing the comparison and make sure that you don't care about directionality and so forth and identify things the same way. And that is really not so great to work with. So I think you can see where I'm going with this. We have good news for you. There is a better way to do this, and it is called Community ID. So Community ID is a standardized algorithm, really simple, for hashing flow tuples in multiple different network security monitoring applications. Let me spend a couple of minutes to explain how that works. It is intentionally really simple, almost embarrassingly simple. The result of that algorithm is just a string. It consists initially of a version string. Right now there is only a version one, so that part is only ever the number one, followed by a colon, followed by the actual computed hash. And that takes two parts as input. The first is a seed. The seed value is there so that in case you're facing multiple networks